Reality? Collective hunch at best. Choose your delusion. Reality? Collective hunch at best. Choose your delusions wisely. What does this mean for you? That you, by necessity, live in an illusion, or delusion, you live in your own interpretation of what reality is. And your actions will be consistent with that delusional reality. I am an atheist. I am spiritual, but there is no God, no spirit, no angels, no devils in my worldview. I do believe that there are bad people. If you believe that there is a God, and that God loves you, then, please be my guest, live consistent with that. On the other hand, if you believe that there is a God, the God of the Bible, vengeful, murderous, intolerant, punishing God, you may want to rethink what delusion would allow you to be happy. What you have now, your delusions, don't allow you to be happy. Oh, you didn't think it was your delusions? Well, we'll see. Just continue reading. If you believe that unless people think well of you, you can't be well, you may want to change who you want to please. Because people cannot be pleased because it is all about them. Start thinking well of yourself. And don't worry about other people's opinion. It is a dog-eat-dog world, no matter how pious people sound in certain parts of the world. And if you are good only because you are afraid of being bad, you are afraid of being judged, then you are rotten, and your inner guidance, conscience is dead. If you believe that people who talk about love are good people, that they know what love is, you live in a delusion that can only make you miserable. If I were you, I'd change my delusion in a hurry. After all, who wants to be miserable, right? Superstition is when you believe your delusion as reality, as the truth. Religion is a superstition. Unless you know that the delusion you live by was chosen by you, and yet it's a delusion, given that we don't know what reality is, remember, reality, collective hunch at best. Everything you think is truth can only be truth by accident. No one person, no group, not the collective humanity has access to the truth, because it is so much bigger that we, mere humans, can see. The interpretation of reality, the delusion I teach, is simple. I know it is a delusion, so I am not superstitious. But you may take it like it's the truth. If you do, then you are superstitious. If you repeat what I say as the truth, you are spreading superstition. There are interpretations that empower you, and interpretations that enslave you. I prefer empowering interpretations. I teach interpretations. And the interpretations I teach are empowering because they give you access to your personal evolution. Your personal evolution to states where you feel your power, exercise your power, and have a meaningful life you live. I have picked the empowering bits from many systems. Of systems that is a whole system, they prove to be disempowering to me. The systems are about themselves. Empowering themselves, not about empowering me. Each system was about the owners of it, their enrichment of themselves, not about enriching me and my life. I have picked bits from Kabbalah, from Landmark Education, from Osho, Peak Potentials, and more. I also have invented some bits myself during my journey from miserable wretch to calm, collected, expanded, a person. I observed, on myself and on my clients, what empowers and what doesn't. What is accessible and what isn't. What turns the power over to me, and what is giving maybe the results, but none of the power. My whole system is based on acknowledging that it is not the truth, it is something that works. A system that empowers the user to be the best version of themselves, to take risks, to expand, to move towards fulfillment. Do I live a fulfilled life? I have no idea. Fulfillment is not a distinction I have explored. But I do what I love to do, I feel myself moving in the right direction, I am winning at life. But fulfillment? I don't know what that feels like. From time to time I stop to marvel at the results I have produced in my life, and it fills me with some nice feelings. Maybe that is fulfillment? Who knows, who cares? Lol. In the Face the Tiger workshop we address your fundamental delusion that doesn't allow you to be happy, productive. Doesn't allow you to be a person in a world of persons. Instead it keeps you in an object in a world of objects. Let's face your tiger. So you can beat it. Because I am celebrating my 75th birthday in 10 days, I am giving you a coupon code that gets you a discount. If you buy before August 29th midnight EDT, use coupon code TIGER for 50% off. If you buy between August 30th and September 4th midnight, use coupon code TIGER2 for a 25% discount. And if you miss both deadlines, the price is so low, you'll still get more than what you pay for. The workshop has a recorded part and a live workshop. Online, of course.